This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the most iconic franchises in sports being sold. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. $10 billion, Pearl. That's what it takes if you want to buy the Los Angeles Lakers. I know you were right there.
Oh, my God. I would love to own a pro team, but I don't have $10
billion. Well, maybe you can find some rich friends and put it all together. Anyway, the Buss family, who is synonymous with the Lakers, Dr. Jerry Buss bought the team in 1979, and now Jeannie has been running it for the last several years, and they are selling to the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I've got two questions for this entire situation. Number one, everyone loves how the Dodgers are being run right now, right? Mark Walter, the Guggenheim Group, Magic Johnson's part of it, obviously, and everyone loves this. They got Shohei's deferring all this money. They're able to spend $500 million on payroll. They're the reigning World Series champs. Are we going to be able to see any tangible improvements to the Lakers while LeBron James is still on the team, along with Luka Doncic? Like, that's my number one question for the immediate here of this new ownership.
But that doesn't make sense to me. The draft is 6 days away. The ownership group cannot come in. I think you have 1 year with LeBron. That's what I'm like. This is, you're talking about this year. Are you talking about LeBron playing till he's 43, 44? Because how is an ownership group going to come in 6 days and do anything?
It's a great question, but can I refer you back to Matt Ishbia, who bought the Phoenix Suns and literally the next day traded for Kevin Durant? Like, it was like over the weekend.
Okay, you know?
And he made a huge decision there that ended up altering the face of the future of the franchise. Right. And ultimately, Durant's going to get traded again, and it was a big disaster. But that happens, you know?
Mm. Well, I would say that financially, the Lakers can't do that. But then again, they are the Lakers, and they somehow got Luka Doncic. So maybe you're right.
They pull something out of something. I mean, thin air. These superstars fall out of the sky. And it's like, I'm sorry, the Lakers, you have an aging superstar. Let us just replenish the coffers here with a young guy. And so it's the Lakers. And here's the other part. You know, you can spend your way out of trouble in baseball if you want to, right? It's not like the Dodgers have made – not every signing has been awesome. But when you can use the money to make up for your mistakes, then it makes you look a lot better. Basketball and all the other more hard salary cap sports are not like that. You make mistakes, you might have to live with them, or it's very painful. Like, look, again, I'll bring up the Phoenix Suns. Their owner sucks. And look at how bad this has been, where he keeps hiring all these cronies, and they like had three superstars and they can't make the playoffs or barely make the playoffs. It's a tough scene. So I'm not just saying that because the Dodgers ownership has had success, it automatically means now the Lakers are going to be so much better. I don't know. I'll wait and see on that.
Well, I mean, I think you and I are having two different conversations. All that really matters is what do you build around Luka Doncic? I can't see, and you did bring up a good point with the Suns, but I can't see cavalry coming to help LeBron. Like, it's going to have to be LeBron and Luka and what they have around them. I just don't, because I'm watching all these trade rumors. It's all supposed to go down next week, right around the draft, because some of the high picks are up for sale. Like, everything's going to happen by next Thursday.
Yeah, we'll the draft's everything. Wednesday.
We'll know everything. Yeah. By Thursday morning, I think the hot stove is going to be mostly over. I haven't heard the Lakers involved with anybody, not even Kevin Durant, who I don't think would even help them win a title. What are they going
to
do?
Well, to be fair, we didn't hear anything about the Luka trade, and they somehow pulled that off. So there's more to the Lakers than meets the eye.
I just can't see that kind of move happening again.
This is just my immediate question. Do we see the impact of new ownership right away like we did with Phoenix? That's number one. And then my second question with this one is, what's to the timing of this? And this is a little bit more maybe for the league, which is, why did Mark Cuban and Wick Grosbeck, who owned the Boston Celtics and whose father owned the Celtics, why have they sold in the last 18 months and now Jeannie Buss all of a sudden is selling? Now, maybe, listen, someone puts $10 billion in your lap, that's going to turn your head. So maybe they're just cashing out, or maybe it's something different and they're seeing the future as storm clouds. I don't know, but these iconic owners are now exiting the sport, which is a little odd to me.
But
how long did Wick Grosbeck been? So the Grosbeck family had owned the Celtics for a long time. It goes back to the father. It's a lot like Jeannie Buss with Dr. Jerry Buss.
Yeah. Oh, I actually had no idea. I thought Red Auerbach was he was the Busses, we all know.
Right.
There's been TV shows. The Grosbecks have owned the Celtics?
Yeah. The dad owned the Celtics.
So the Celtics that used to kick my Sixers butt were owned by a Mr. Grosbeck.
Yeah. Maybe not the household name, but in Boston.
Okay, that's where I'm confused. Because in the show, in all the movies about the Lakers, Jerry Buss would meet with Red Auerbach. And that was, Red Auerbach was at all the owners' meetings. He was the face of the team. He wasn't the owner?
I don't think so. I think it was the general manager and the coach.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's because the foreign money is coming in. It's a little bit like LIV Golf. The Guggenheim Group just took a massive investment from Abu Dhabi. So, same story in every sports. Private equity and foreign money is coming into sports in a big way. We talked about it with college football. Yep. Florida State took some massive foreign investment. I think there's more capital. So I think the offer was too good for the Busses. You might be right. Maybe it's a bubble coming too, but I think it's the offer. I mean, $10 billion, as you just said, it's hard to turn away from.
Right. And so now you also have to think, okay, well, this foreign money isn't going anywhere, right? Especially the Middle Eastern stuff, the stuff from the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, from Saudi Arabia. This is not going away, the sports money. So who's the next big franchise, maybe a family-run franchise, who gets sold? And I'm going to put my hat in the ring here. I think it's the New York Yankees. And we think the Yankees, the Lakers, and the Dallas Cowboys may be in a tier of their own, Pearl, in terms of North American sports and valuations and all of that. I think the Yankees are the next ones. And it's not that Hal Steinbrenner has not, you know, done a fine job. I actually think he is a good owner. He gets totally ripped apart and shredded because the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. That's not good enough for the Yankee fan. But I think that he is a fine steward of the Yankees. I just wonder, did he have the same like zest and zeal? Like he's not out and about like George Steinbrenner. He's not a big figure in New York like James Dolan or even Woody Johnson. He is not somebody who seeks the spotlight at all. He doesn't seem like somebody who needs this for his ego or anything. In fact, I think he goes out of his way to be the anti-George Steinbrenner, to be unlike his father in so many ways. So I think that the Yankees, I wouldn't be surprised if they're the next big, huge franchise to sell.
Do they own the stadium? I think they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. It's too much money. Because if the Lakers go for $10 billion, what the Yankees go for, I can't even imagine what the Yankees would go for. I think they're even more valuable than that. So somebody's going to put together $15 billion for the Yankees? Your logic makes perfect sense, and I know nothing about the situation, but it just feels like too much money. Like the Yankees and the Cowboys feel like a precious artwork, like the Mona Lisa or something.
Lakers have been that 48 hours ago? And by the way, I'm sorry, the Yankees do not own the stadium. It looks like the city of New York owns the stadium. But
really?
By the way, the Yankees, according to AI Overview, right now valued at $8.2 billion.
Right. That's well, the, right. now after so, the Lakers.
Valuation.
Yeah. I mean, those Forbes lists are already always like 40% below what they actually sell for. I think the value is crazy. I don't know. It just, yeah, you're right. The Lakers would have felt that way, but the Yankees even more so. To me, the Lakers are probably a tick below the Yankees and the Cowboys in my mind. But I did again. I'm not an expert on the economics of this. Maybe you're right.
But to be honest, though, what has more worldwide appeal? Like the Lakers?
No, the Yankees, right?
Well, what's bigger? I mean,
the Yankees are the symbol of America worldwide.
Well, but the Lakers, how big were they in China? I mean,
enormous. The NBA is enormous in Asia, but I mean, if you're walking around in Europe, you'll see a Yankee hat in London. You'll see a Yankee hat in Madrid.
And you're not going to see a Kobe Bryant jersey in Italy?
No, I think the Yankees are. I would argue the Yankees are a little bigger. The Lakers, Kobe was big. LeBron's big. But Jordan was huge. I'm not sure.
I mean, the conversation is 1A, 1B.
Yeah, right. I always say the sun never sets on the Lakers empire. I think that they are way more, they are more worldwide, but maybe we're splitting hairs here. Anyway, if you're asking me the next big franchise to sell, I would say the New York Yankees. How do you get to a number? How do you get to a number on any of this stuff, right? It starts at 10 billion. Here's the number. And then go up from there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the most recent list. The Cowboys are the biggest one, and they valued him at 10 points. Then the Warriors, Rams, Yankees, Knicks, Patriots, Giants, Lakers were
Rams.
Eighth. Yeah, L.A., that L.A. market. Oof.
I guess, yeah.
But the NFL also, too, much more valuable now. Because NFL owners, as I understand, not only do you own the team, like you get like $300 million a year in revenue. Like the revenue is flowing into these teams.
Do you have a guess for who will be the next franchise to sell?
Well, we had a caller with the Saints.
Yep.
You know, the Colts seem like the three daughters seem happy for now. Do we count the Seahawks? Because aren't they in limbo? I don't even know what.
Yeah, with Paul said. Allen. Yep.
Yeah, I guess when the older person dies, that's when the team will be sold. But yeah, I guess I'll go Seahawks then.
Okay.
But the Lions, for example, they were owned by Miss Ford.
Yep.
Miss Ford forever. When she died, they kept it in family and turned it around. So that could happen.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Our pal Big Friendly earned some major props yesterday for a poem that he wrote to Perloff and the show.
That was a wrap.
It was a wrap. I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
It's
it was
good.
Amazing, Friendly. It really was. We were all marveling at it even after the show.
Thank you, Magsie Malone, even though Perloff tried to question me. Thank you for shutting him down. And let me touch
on
that.
Who's Perloff, got your back?
That's why I love you, Magsie Malone. That's why you're the mother Don of all Dons. Mm-hmm. Daddy Cool, I got a new nickname for you. Since you guys were talking about nicknames and you forgot the coolest NBA nickname in history, Hot Plate John Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I got another nickname for you, Slim Rick. You couldn't even be the bat boy for the Phillies. Stop it.
Thank you, Big Friendly. Perloff said he could play first base tomorrow for the Phillies. Like, you'd go cowering in the corner. We all would.
Right.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Big Friendly, but the reason it was so important that it was called Hot Plate John Williams was there were two guys named John Williams at the exact same time who had similar skill sets. That's how I remember it. Is that true? Can you confirm?
Well, what I remember is when Danny Manning was they asked him why his name was Hot Plate. He said because a plate doesn't get past him. So that's why I thought they called him Hot Plate.
We'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, that's an all-time nickname.
Friendly, you're happy with the news today that the Buss family and Jeannie Buss has sold the team.
Yes, ma'am. And I will say this very respectable. Jeannie Buss has only won one championship. And I'm not going to say nothing bad about the bubble championship, but that's her only championship. This family, what Dr. Jerry Buss built, sports today, stadiums have names because the Great Western formed. Teams have their own media stations because of Dr. Buss. Dr. Buss built a conglomerate. Jeannie Buss let one man, LeBron James, get rid of a core of youth, Lamar Ball, Kuzma, and Ingram. And we had the Nuggets.
Randall.
Yeah, and Randall. Now, if I'm wrong, the year the Nuggets won the championship, didn't we have them up? Weren't we up by them every game to the fourth quarter? She does not hire real coaches, and she lets LeBron make all the calls. We'll never win with LeBron in L.A. again and with a bust owning the Lakers. And God rest Jerry's soul. That man was great.
You know, Big Friendly, I think the criticism of Jeannie Buss and running the team are completely fair. And appreciate the call. And again, fantastic job yesterday. The rap of Big Friendly was really just, I mean, it blew us all away. He's a talented dude. So here's the thing. The Lakers get criticized mm-hmm. for running their organization, not like the worldwide brand that they are, Pearl, but more like a family-run business. Mm. And it's widely known they don't spend on coaches. Widely known that even though they'll spend on salary, which is important for players, they don't have like a built-out infrastructure like a lot of other teams do. No huge analytics department, no big scouting department. It's kind of like, lucky you, you get to come work for the Lakers, not lucky us, we get to bring all this talent in the building. The Dodgers are going to be the opposite of that. So maybe the Lakers get a little of the ancillary stuff.
But I just think that there's so few moves you could actually make in the NBA. There are only five starters that your hands are often tied. You mentioned the cap is not quite as flexible as baseball. I don't know, like, what the analytics. Yes, Steph Curry was an analytics-driven team with the Warriors, but there was no analytic that drafted LeBron to Cleveland or Tim Duncan to San Antonio. Just a Wemby to San Antonio. What was the brilliant move to get Wemby to San Antonio? They won the lottery.
Right,
they got Wemby, and now they're going to be champions in 3 years.
But look at the finals right now. I mean, but
yeah,
OKC,
I know, but they have no money. Indiana. They're OKC.
No, but I'm saying they built their team to take on all those teams that you're talking about.
Right.
And they're standing there because of they're finding guys who were drafted with the 12th overall pick, 14th overall pick. Like,
well, I'm just saying they're kind of the opposite of the Dodgers. So that wasn't done by a huge market and all this money. So that's why I'm saying I don't think the Dodgers effect will bring the Lakers to a title. Can I real quick say, John Hot Rod Williams,
okay,
you remember him. He was a really good power forward for the Cavs. He was drafted in the second round in 1985. John Hot Plate Williams was drafted in the first round at number 12 overall by the Washington Bullets in 1986. So there's a Hot Rod and a Hot Plate. We need a 30 for 30 on these nicknames. The theme of the Maggie Perloff Show this week is nicknames are not up to par anymore. We have to bring them back.
But who's Hot Plate right now? It's going to be Jalen Hot Plate Williams? Like,
MB.
Embiid is hot.
Zion. So Hot Plate had weight issues his whole career.
Oh, that's okay.
He was a wildly talented player who couldn't stick around because he couldn't pass the plate. Zion would be Hot Plate. Hot Rod, I don't know. That's kind of an old school nickname.
Instead, now we have Fatrick Mahomes. Like, we can't even get clever on this
Fatrick
stuff.
Fatrick is crazy.
I just still can't believe that's actually a nickname people would ever call him.
Hey, can I be honest with you guys? Wasn't very familiar with the work of Hot Plate Williams. Looked him up, and I was immediately distraught at how thick this dude was.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
this is like the new Jets kicker.
Level. Yeah, the thicker kicker. Yeah,
no, you guys have seen that dude.
That dude is girthy.
He was a predecessor to Tractor Trailer.
Manny, have you looked up Bootsy Collins yet?
Yeah, none of these tunes have ring a bell.
There's the McLovin, the character from Superbad, I've heard is based on a Bootsy Collins song. So get that song up.
Okay, we're going to do that in just a moment. You know what? Actually, we're doing the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff. We've been so good about doing it at the top of the hour since we started this thing, but not today because the Lakers have taken up so much time and oxygen. So let's take a break. We'll come back with the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods from Cincinnati, and some major disagreements between myself and Perloff on this one. Don't move. M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Of course, you know that song. That is Bootsy Collins playing Funk McLovin, which is where the name McLovin came from in the movie Superbad, I believe. Help me out here, Manny. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, from everything that I'm gathering, all I can find from this Funk McLovin disc is that it was actually on the soundtrack for the movie, so... Looks like this is, and he has a bunch of music, Lyle Workman with Bootsy Collins.
Who?
Lyle Workman is also on this track.
So a little backstory. We're doing Mount Olympus for sports gods from every major city, and usually we play music from artists from that city, and we didn't really have much from Cincinnati. And Maggie opens her mic and says, oh my God, I can't believe we forgot this guy. I'm like, who is it? Is it like some superstar? She's like, how did we not remember? Of course, Bootsy Collins is from Cincinnati.
And, I don't know why you guys were like dismissing it.
Well, I didn't know he was from Cincinnati.
And I like, feel like a dope.
Is he associated with Cincinnati? It's like, oh, there goes Cincinnati's finest.
I think so.
Yeah, Bootsy Collins and the Kelsey brothers.
Yeah, same,
yeah.
Same.
Well, they're
same,
from same. Cleveland, but yeah, well, in the Heights.
But they're still Cincinnati products.
Anyway, I just love the fact that because Manny finds new music because he doesn't know anything that happened before the year 2000.
Not even really new music. I find old music that's new to me.
Right, like when Manny discovers like Aerosmith, it's like, what is this music? And now you get Bootsy Collins.
Real guitars?
Yeah. Wait till you get to George Clinton. I mean, he's all right there for you.
Where's he from?
Well, was, Parliament with Bootsy Collins.
No, what city?
Oh, Arkansas, I don't know. Right? I'm
wasn't
not sure.
He from Arkansas?
Outer space.
Wait, just
yeah. Technically, he's the mothership right. from outer space. He's an alien, of course.
You didn't really know Bootsy Collins was from Cincinnati before this morning, did you?
I did not, but okay, but I know who Bootsy Collins is, which is more than 40% of the show. I don't know where George Clinton is from.
Yeah. Okay. Because
he's from Arkansas, right?
You're thinking of Bill Clinton.
Oh, yikes.
More things that happened before the year 2000. He's from North Carolina,
I mean, they were both with Hillary. Oh!
Oh, God.
Whoa!
Wow.
Too soon?
Oh,
too
amazing.
Soon.
Okay. Let's get to the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
Bootsy Collins.
All right, Pearl, you're up first today. The four sports gods of Cincinnati.
All right, so this was really tough for me. I have been trying to balance out the sports, and I might have made a mistake here in Cincinnati because I think you could have put three Reds on here and been just fine. So I had to choose two out of the big red machine. I went with Pete Rose first, in part because he came back at the end of his career, and then he managed for better or worse.
Yeah, that went great. Tell us more.
He was there in Cincinnati from 63 to 78, and then as a player again in 84 to 86. Then he managed from 84 to 89. He was really good as a manager, depending on the given day and,
and other, given
factors,
yeah.
other factors. Other okay. factors. But obviously, I think in a lot of ways, he wasn't the best player on that team necessarily, but he was the face of that team. And at times, he was the best player, but he definitely makes it for me. I could keep Pete Rose off there. Number two, Johnny Bench, greatest catcher of all time. Easy. He was, I would argue, better than Pete Rose. The guy I left off, I'm sorry, Joe Morgan fans, I'm just going to say it, because he was just as good as either of those guys.
Yep.
But I wanted to get other sports in there. So Cincinnati, known very much for the Bengals. Tough choice. There's some famous Bengals. Really tough. And we have not had an offensive lineman on any Mount Olympuses, so we might as well have the best of the best.
Yep.
Anthony Munoz got my third spot. Hall of Famer, considered by many the greatest tackle in NFL history. That team was great, too. Of course, they made the Super Bowl and just barely lost to Joe Montana and the 49ers. So that was an easy choice. Then my fourth spot, I went Oscar Robertson. I had to do a little research here. So he's from Indianapolis, but he went to Cincinnati and then territorial draft, played for the Royals for many, many years, over a decade. And obviously, Oscar Robertson, just one of the iconic names in NBA history, won an MVP there, won a championship in Milwaukee with Al Sindor, or he might have been Kareem at that point. But Oscar Robertson belongs on any Mount Olympus. That's a name that I feel very comfortable putting up on that mountain. All right, Mag, who do you got?
Okay, so you and I are going to be aligned on a couple. One, Johnny Bench, gotta be still a sports god, still very much around in Cincinnati,
yep.
and Hall of Famer, the as you said, best catcher, and all 17 years in Cincinnati. I went with another Red, not Pete Rose, and I did not go with Joe Morgan. I think you left off somebody who is a sports god in Cincy because they are from Cincinnati, high school in Cincinnati, 19 years in Cincinnati, won a World Series for the Cincinnati Reds. It's Barry Larkin, guys. He's right in your face, and how dare you turn your back on him? You know, Barry Larkin, because he's from there, it's a Archbishop Moeller, I believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Oh, the football school.
Yes, it's like a famous high school from Ohio. And so Barry Larkin went there. And then again, all 19 years and the World Series championship and the Hall of Fame. Larkin is a sports god in Cincy. I also am with you on Anthony Munoz. He was like shorthand when I was like became an NFL fan. He was shorthand for best offensive lineman. Like, who? What do you think you are, Anthony Munoz? Like, he's the guy who was always the gold standard. 13 seasons, all with the Bengals. 9 of those years, he was first team All-Pro. Unreal.
That's not bad.
It's crazy. He was 33 years old making first-team All-Pro. Munoz is the man, a sports god in Cincy. And finally, and I don't even care if I'm accused of being a homer on this one, I'm going with our guy Boomer Esiason. Right down the hall, sports god of Cincinnati, a second-round pick who turns into an MVP. You mentioned going to the Super Bowl. You lose to Joe Montana. I mean, there's no shame in that. I mean, I'm sure it's still painful for Boomer, but you know, you lose to Montana, who never lost in a Super Bowl. And Boomer, to me, more than your guy Andy Dalton, obviously, who never had the playoff success.
Nope.
And then Joe Burrow, who has also been to the Super Bowl and lost, but has not been an MVP yet.
Yep. And so, Munoz was not an MVP. I'll give you that.
So the other part about Boomer, and this is just knowing him now and working next to him for all these years, is he's back and forth to Cincinnati all the time. He still goes there, like, what, once a month, maybe? It feels like it. He's always doing stuff in Cincinnati, charity things, stuff like that. So I think he's still very connected to the city. I know he's still very connected to the city. So I'm going to put Boomer as my fourth sports god.
Is he the only, and maybe I'm missing somebody, he's the only Bengal to win an MVP, I would imagine?
I bet Burrow will win one, but I can't
imagine. I don't think Burrow's won an MVP yet. So,
no, he hasn't.
So that... Perfect. You know, it's funny. I looked at the quarterbacks. I know Ken Anderson is quite a famous name in Cincinnati. Burrow and Boomer. I'm like, I don't want to choose between these guys. I'm going with the tackle. So I get Munoz.
Yeah.
If EJ is not here today, he definitely would have said, shout out Chad Ochocinco, his favorite player of all time.
I was thinking Ochocinco.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
And also, how about AJ Green was awesome for them. But
player. They
didn't have any playoff success. They kept getting to the playoffs and they lose.
And well, AJ Green was kind of a quiet guy. Definitely not Carson Palmer because he left the city in a bad way. But I got to tell you, I want to go back to Barry Larkin for a second.
Go ahead.
Great player, all-time player, Hall of Famer. The guys, Morgan, Bench, and Rose are so iconic. In fact, that whole team, and we were talking about nicknames earlier, Big Red Machine. Are you saying that Barry Larkin's more iconic in Cincinnati than Pete Rose?
Well, Pete Rose disgraced Cincinnati while also excelling in Cincinnati. So if you want to do the, we do the gods of the underworld on some of these Mount Olympuses, I think that Pete Rose belongs in the underworld. Like, I didn't put OJ on my LA one. Now, obviously, Pete Rose didn't murder, allegedly, but Pete Rose, you know, I think there's too much negativity that got brought on there. Now, he's Cincinnati's guy. So you love Pete Rose and you live in Cincinnati. I'm not going to fault you for it. But if you bring as much shame as much glory onto an organization and onto yourself, I can't put you as a sports god. So to me, no, I put Barry Larkin, who, again, from Cincinnati, high school Cincinnati, and then all 19 years in Cincinnati and won a World Series and Hall of Fame. Sure.
Joe Morgan, by the way, who did not make it, two MVPs when the team was at their height, led the baseball in WAR 4 years during his Big Red Machine thing. Great.
Morgan was an MVP too.
Yeah, but I mean, Joe Morgan was, Joe Morgan's on a different level of the Hall of Fame than Barry Larkin to me. Maybe not, Cincinnati, you bring up good points, but Joe Morgan is super, super big in baseball. Ironically, because he's super short. But Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, to me are, you know, I'm sorry, current Cincinnati. Joey Votto, Red too. Tom Seaver had a little run there. I mean, there are a lot of famous Reds, but my fifth guy would have been Morgan, not Larkin. Interesting.
You know who I also thought about, but he's now coached in other places, but I thought, like, Bob Huggins in Cincinnati, I feel like at one point may have been
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear with the Bearcats. But again, now West Virginia, and he was there for so long, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking about Cincinnati basketball. The two names that came to mind were Nick Van Exel and Kenyon Martin.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's hard to do college guys because then they move on to the pros and make impacts in other cities. But that was it, 93, the Bearcats made the Final Four. That was amazing.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. There you go, the four sports gods of Cincinnati. Bogish, what did we get right or wrong? Got a thought?
Oh, Boomer. Of course you did, Boomer.
Listen.
Someone had to, just for preservation's sake.
You saying I'm playing politics?
I'm saying if we posted a graphic of eight people and not one of them was Boomer from Cincinnati, some huge Norwegian man would have come storming through our door.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm the first one at that door, so I would have been taking bullets for you guys.
But I just want to make it very clear that Maggie and Perloff chose Boomer. I'm in on it. If we put a photo of Maggie's Mount Olympus in her face, put me with my arm around Maggie with that one.
I'm just saying, it's not a stretch. You know, we know him personally, so you get the, you know, we know what a good guy he is. But it's not a stretch to say he's the MVP and made a Super Bowl for the Bengals.
No, it's not. It is not a stretch. Yeah.
No, he's on a lot of lists, too.
Yes, of course.
So it was hard for me to keep him off. I actually have him on my Mount Rushmore of left-handed quarterbacks.
Definitely. And of boomers.
But back of envelope, let's go. Jim Zorn, Tua Tagovailoa, Dylan Gabriel, Boomer Sisson. Boom. Wow. Thank you.
There you go.
No Steve Young.
Oh, okay. I'm like, my brain's telling me you forgot something.
Dylan Gabriel,
Michael Vick.
Vick.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Tua was the first lefty quarterback to start in like a decade, like because receivers can't catch the ball from a lefty. One of my favorite topics. We'll bring in Boomer later on. The spin is different.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
The Yankees, 1-for-2.
Who cares?
Busting droughts last night.
And here's the 2-0. Swung on a high drive. Right field. It's going to get out of here, and it's a home run for Jazz Chisholm.
I am
kept it fair by a couple of feet.
And since he did keep it fair, the Yankees' scoreless drought ended at 30 innings.
Wonderful.
But they still haven't won a game.
This is loaded. One out, 2-0. Bouncing ball to Volpe. Bobble! Throws away! Trying to get it to Peraza. Run scores. It's 3-2 Angels. Boy, that was a double play written all over.
There's nothing better than Susan Walbin under the breath comments. Anthony Volpe's error.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, she's great. It's like Greek chorus, you know, happening in the broadcast.
Anthony Volpe's error allowing the deciding run to score the Angels a 3-2 win in the Bronx, extending the Yankee losing streak to 6.
They stink.
Right on their heels, though, are the Mets, who have dropped 5 in a row after
after a 5-0 loss in Atlanta.
Yeah, but at least you guys can score runs once in a while.
Not last night. The Rockies, a 3-1 win in Washington. So Colorado has its first 4-game win streak of the season. And the Nats have lost 11 in a row.
At least we're not those two teams.
And Mother Nature wasn't kind last night. The Reds got a rain-shortened 4-2 win over the Twins. They started 2 hours late, got into the sixth inning, and then the rain came back. They waited another 53 minutes before calling that one off for good. Meanwhile, Pirates, Tigers, Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals, White Sox didn't play at all because of storms.
It sounds like the Midwest was hit hard by some rain yesterday.
And it's probably coming our way next.
Wonderful.
The NBA title is winnable tonight. The Thunder back in Indy for Game 6 with a 3-2 lead on the Pacers. Head coach Mark Daigneault trying to keep things simple for his guys.
Sam does a great job identifying the guys we think can help. We start the process of developing those guys. And
that's not what I wanted you to say. moving on. The pregame.
What clip do you want?
It's the right guy. I don't know anymore. I don't know how that one got there. The pregame storyline remains Tyrese Halliburton's strained right calf. He says he's doing everything to play, but Rick Carlisle said yesterday they have to prepare for Halliburton being unavailable.
Are you sure?
Me or him?
Are you sure that he said that?
That one he did say, yeah. I couldn't play the correct clip, but he did say that.
Don't worry. The second Mark Daigneault starts talking, everybody tunes out anyway, folks.
It's true. Or doesn't even turn the TV on.
He's a bit boring.
We can't even say his last name correctly.
Oh, well, how do you pronounce it?
Well, so the NBA pronunciation says Daigneault. And then I was watching Tim McMahon on ESPN yesterday, and he was calling him like Dagano.
Oh, well, hold on.
Dagano?
Yeah.
Oh, he used the French
syllables in there.
Yeah.
Bonjour. I mean, listen, Brian Daboll has been in our lives for what feels like a decade, and nobody knows how to pronounce his name. I say Daboll. Some people say Daboll. I don't even know how other people say it. It's pronounced Daboll, but yet you'll go down the hallway at WFAN, you'll hear his name pronounced completely different. Can we just have the correct pronunciation for these?
Well,
men?
I mean, Daigneault. It's a few more weird consonants in next to each other than Brian Daboll.
Well, like Daigneault, if you look at it in French, would be like Daigneault or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a hockey player who is Daigneault.
Spelled
the same way.
Right.
Oui. Adios.
But it's funny, I do hear people call him Daigneault.
I mean, that's the way it's spelled phonetically by the NBA. But then the guy on TV yesterday called him Dagano was a whole new wrinkle.
Well, I think
maybe he was just nervous. Yeah, was on TV.
I think he had a medical episode on.
I was going to say he had a stroke. This is not something we should be laughing at.
The Baltimore Ravens signed a former Packers corner, Jair Alexander.
I think that's pronounced Jair.
It's a one-year deal that can apparently be worth as much as $6 million. One WNBA game last night, the Mercury extending their win streak to 83-75 in Connecticut. The Sun are now 2-10, extending the worst start in team history. And the Men's College World Series last night, LSU scored 3 times bottom 9 for a 6-5 win over Arkansas. So the Razorbacks are done. The Tigers now face Coastal Carolina in the best-of-3 championship series, which begins on Saturday. Those Chanticleers have won 26 games in a row.
Les Chanticleers.
Is that Japanese?
Les Chanticleers.
Do you know what a Chanticleer is?
A chicken.
Bird, a bird. I don't
a chicken,
know.
Right, yeah.
Given, yeah, it's like a green chicken.
I think we all have to be Chanticleer fans, right? Over LSU, they just won. So LSU, like...
Right. Is Coastal Carolina like a Villanova beating Georgetown? What's the vibe here?
No, that would have been Murray State. This is like Butler kind of making the...
Two in a row, that kind of thing? Yeah,
like there's a very, very good... high mid-major program. You know, they play in the Sun Belt, so they're not an SEC powerhouse, but they're a legitimate, they're ranked. They won this, I think, 6 or 7 years ago. Like, they're a legit program.
Do you remember when Zach Wilson at BYU went head-to-head with Grayson McCall on national TV, and the Jets decided to take him number 2 because he looked good in that game?
No, the Jets took him number 2 because he had a really good rollout to his right at a pro day. And that's the Jets for you.
And moms dig them.
That worked out for the Jetropolitans.
Yeah, I think that they all just wanted to meet his mom.
I got to tell you.
Understandable.
I'm into Zach Wilson.
As the backup?
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
She said that more than anyone in the NFL said that.
Dump.
I'm into it. he's going to be good as a backup. I'm telling you right now.
Well, he's going to play.
I'm telling you right now.
No, he's going to play. He's backing up Tua.
He's backing up Tua, and he's a former Jets quarterback, and I've crunched the numbers. you increase by 60% the second you leave that building. He's going to be good.
Let me see that equation, please.
Did you think Sam Darnold was going to be good again? Did you think Geno Smith, when he left the Jets, was going to be good? No.
Well, they both had some other stops before they got good again. Like, Sam Darnold went to Carolina, and I guess so.
A year of Sean Payton learning how to play the game. Couldn't make second team. A little
bit of an
issue.
Couldn't find his way to the field.
But Zach Wilson could spin it. By the way, Zach Wilson was just as good as Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. Had the same record, for God's sake.
Better record.
That's not true.
Better record.
Well, is it?
Yeah, better record.
I'm kind of with Perloff here.
So Zach Wilson had that, well, not all the years, but the last year he started when Rodgers tore the Achilles. Yeah, he went 7-10. Rodgers won 5 games.
What about the actual numbers, though? Yards and touchdowns.
Not good.
Okay, that's my point.
Yes. What numbers are you referring to?
Dude's
maybe
got an
Wilson's
arm.
Body count? I a little higher than all of that.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Sorry,
that
just at a PTA meeting.
Maggie.
What? It's the facts. Well, it's actually an allegation. It's not facts at all. Zip, I want to take that back.
The fact that you were at a PTA meeting?
Yes, we talk about Zach Wilson all the time at the PTA.
Just in case anyone forgot, we started with the College World Series, then we got to Zach Wilson sleeping with older ladies.
Yeah.
And it was a clear line.
That I crossed.
Yeah. Well, I'm the one who said I'm into him.
You said it, though, but Maggie, being the habitual line stepper that she is, she just had to go right for it.
Well, do you guys want to know what we talk about at the PTA, or do you not want to know? Don't answer that. Okay, folks, thank you. Lots more to do. What do we get right and what we get wrong on the Mount Olympus of four sports gods from Cincinnati? We also have one SEC quarterback is speaking out, and another reportedly turned down a bag full of money because of loyalty. Get to those stories next. It's M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, okay. I get this. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai, the all-new, all-electric Hyundai Help me out, Meg. Ioniq 9.
The Ioniq. Our fave.
Space up for up to 7 range for miles. I see these on the street in Brooklyn all the time. They are really cool. I want one, Maggie. But first, we have to get to the Mount Olympus of Cincinnati. Sports gods, four sports gods from Cincinnati. I'm feeling really good about my group here, Maggie. I went with Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Anthony Munoz, and Oscar Robertson.
I also went with Johnny Bench and Anthony Munoz, but I went with Barry Larkin and Boomer Esiason. You know, you're really good at doing the gods of the underworld, like the anti-Mount Olympus. See, that's where I think Pete Rose
goes. Oh, come
goes.
On. I don't think in Cincinnati they view him that way. I'll tell you right now, in Philadelphia, he's definitely a sports god. He didn't get caught there, but people could care less that he cheated. He helped them win the World Series.
Quick poll update. Perloff in the lead, 74% to 26.
You think that's because you put Pete Rose on and I didn't?
Well, Barry Larkin, he's an all-timer, and he's from Cincinnati. That's great, but to me, the big red machine is so iconic.
I put Johnny Bench on there. See,
did he sort of symbolize all three for you?
I guess so. I mean, I wasn't going to put Rose on because I think if you bring shame along with glory, I think it's a little too much of
shame.
Both. But Larkin, who, again, from Cincinnati, high school in Cincinnati, and then played all 19 years there, won an MVP, won a World Series. Like, what else do you have to do to be a sports god in a place?
Well, actually, I'm trying to remember. I feel like Eric Davis was the best player on that team, right? That was the Eric Davis team. One thing, can we not forget Dave Concepcion, Tony Perez, Hall of Famer. They had Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Junior was a disappointment there, okay, but Ken Griffey was amazing.
Right, so we were talking about the big red machine, but here's the thing about Ken Griffey Jr. Like Larkin, Cincinnati high school student.
Grew
up in Cincinnati. So I actually did see Junior on some of these lists, but for my Mount Olympus, couldn't do it.
What an infield, by the way. Like, they just don't build teams like this. You had Perez at first, Joe Morgan at second, Dave Concepcion at shortstop, and Pete Rose at third. Rose moved around.
Yeah.
And Johnny Bench, a catcher. Beat that, Maggie.
Can't. Chris is in Vancouver. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, good. Yourself?
Doing great. You got a problem with our Mount Olympus of Cincinnati?
I got a little bit of a problem. You know who we forgot yesterday in Seattle, and it's driving me crazy, and I had to call back because of this? Former world number one, won a Masters, Fred Couples. That guy is the coolest cat in all of sport.
I don't think even Fred Couples was necessarily put him on the Mount Olympus, though. Do you think?
He's a big deal, Fred Couples. I mean, we had Phil Mickelson on for San Diego. He was on my Mount Olympus, and we could have put Jack Nicklaus on for Cleveland, right?
Yeah. So anyways, I thought I had to mention that. But regarding Cincinnati, I'm doing a Cincinnati Red sweep. I am going with 2013 Brazilian Brazil's manager Barry Larkin. I'm also going with Pete Rose. You got to put Pete Rose in. I don't know why you're hesitant about putting Pete Rose in.
I don't know. Maybe a gambling scandal that was just a huge black mark on him, the sport. No, okay, yeah, continue.
Thank you, Bart Giamatti.
Gambling's hot right now. and also what else? Johnny Bench. And I'm going with I'm a homer. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. I got to go with my boy Joey Votto. He is one of two Cincinnati Reds to have and I curated for these stats. He's got 300 homers plus 1,000 plus RBIs and 2,000 hits. Him and Johnny Bench are the only two to do that.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah,
another all-time. It's funny about the Cincinnati guys. Chris, great call, by the way. And Fred Couples duly noted about Seattle. All the guys on these lists played their whole careers, the ones on my list, whole careers in Cincinnati. Because that's been a tough thing about this exercise, Pearl. Mm-hmm. Like, I had Marshawn Lynch on my Mount Olympus of Seattle yesterday, but he only played there for 5 years. You know, I realized it was a short spurt. These Cincinnati guys, except for Boomer, who's on my list, Esiason, who played other places, they're all Cincinnati the whole dang time.
Wait, so Bench, no
other team. Barry Larkin and Anthony Munoz.
Wow, that is interesting because obviously Pete Rose played a lot of places. Morgan didn't even start, and he played, was at Astro at first, right? And then Munoz, Wow. Oscar Robertson, I also wanted to tell Oscar, man, you got me on that one. But Pete Rose was there for 19 years. As a player. That's a long time.
And I love you brought up, you actually brought up the manager stuff. It's like, that's the black
mark. Yeah, but he was a really good manager.
By the way, very quickly, Joey Votto didn't play there, but signed his national letter of intent to play baseball at Coastal Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yeah. Wait, Chanticleer's.
Oh, he never played there.
Yeah. Mm. Callback. How about that?
Dominic is in San Francisco. Dominic, you're Mount Olympus of Cincinnati. Who you got?
I was messing with the dog again. I think I got the same as Mr. Perloff. I've got Munoz, I've got Bench, I've got Pete Rose, and then I've got Oscar Robertson.
Listen, Oscar Robertson is a great choice, Dom. Thank you.
You probably never saw him play. No. He was like the precursor to Pete Maravich.
But in what sense?
The way he handled the ball. Not as flamboyant as Maravich. I've also got the definitive answer for the music group.
Oh, who's the best music group from Cincinnati? Who do you got?
I went for the whole state, and I've got the Ohio Players.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, because they got the name Ohio in there.
I mean, Dominic, big miss. How you didn't go with the Ass Ponies? I just don't know. I mean, we've been going through their catalog all morning long, but that's just Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's funny because that was definitely part of this music scene I follow. Like, you're laughing like this, like they're not a novelty band at all, ironically. They're very straightforward indie rock.
I know. I just think it's funny when you decide, you know what we're going to call ourselves? Like, I'd love to know how they even came up with that name.
And let me tell you something about the Ohio Players. Just a quick Google search, and I'm a big fan of their album covers.
Manny.
But they have it.
Some fine looking women.
They have a few songs you would know. That was that whole era of music is unbelievable. Like late 60s, early 70s, insane.
Meanwhile, Bootsy Collins should be good enough Cincinnati artist to just put this whole thing to rest. Manny, have you gone through more
but
of his
I got
songs?
Ohio Players are from Dayton, which we'll give him.
I'm too busy looking at the covers of the Ohio Players. This is fun.
And we've lost Manny.
Huh?
All right, coming up. We have big news yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers have been sold. Will it mean more prosperity for Luka Doncic and LeBron James? Get to that. It's Maggie Perloff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.